This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the Russians attempt to storm the steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, little is known of the fate of the thousands of soldiers and civilians holed up inside. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Revisions we In a video filmed just 2 days earlier, a Ukrainian soldier can be seen navigating the winding tunnels in the underground steel plant, excited to be bringing sweets to the hungry children below. As they enter a dark and dingy basement, a group of children run towards him. One child explains how they want to go back to normal life. We can play with phones, but we want to go home, want to see the sun. Many have been stuck in this basement for over a month and a half. All the provisions we have brought here into the shelter are running out. We could be in a situation where we can't feed our children. Another woman pleads to be freed from their underground misery. Take us away from here. We want to see peaceful skies. We want to breathe in fresh air. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy artillery strikes rattled Donetsk ahead of the Orthodox Christian Holy Week, despite the UN chief's call for a four-day truce. And Orthodox Easter celebrations were held in St. George's Cathedral in Istanbul Saturday.